Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Danny, the losing streak has reached 8.
Oof.
And in really tough, embarrassing fashion. That was a good old-fashioned beatdown at the hands of a 4-8 Minnesota Vikings operation. Came in terrible offensively.
They sure did.
With the worst starting quarterback in the league, you wouldn't have known it. J.J. McCarthy got right. The Vikings got fat on Washington and blew them out by 31.
Was that Fran Tarkington moving around the way that he was, scrambling and dropping dimes on this ridiculously terrible team? I would let everyone know today, everyone, you could be fired for this. Whether I do or not, it depends on my mood in the next 20, 30 minutes. Pack your stuff just in case. Stand outside in the cold. Just so you realize what could happen. I'm well within my rights. If I'm Josh Harris, Marjorie Harris, by the way, was super nice yesterday, giving hats to people and saying we'll be better. And you know, because we were at the game, by the way. We're here.
Yeah, after the game, to just give you the backstory on what Danny's talking about. For the few and far between Commanders fans that waited around till the very, very end, not just beyond the final whistle, but 15, 20 minutes after the game.
Yeah, just to bask in it.
We're still just sitting there waiting so we can get an Uber later and, you know, just kind of staring around at wondering what just happened and where that anvil had come from that just hit us. The owner's wife, Marjorie, comes out and starts passing out hats to people in the lower bowl wearing Commanders gear, which was a nice gesture. Doesn't put the Triscuit crackers in your stomach,
no.
But 31-0 was the final score.
Yeah, so she's very friendly.
The least they could do is pass out a couple of hats.
That's what I would do if I was the Harris's or Rails's and everybody would get together. I would say, hey, everybody come here. Here's the deal. Let's go to one of these crappy conference rooms we had at the stupid facility that needs major upgrades. Probably to be detonated, to be honest with you. We could start over so it's up to speed with maybe some of the Division I facilities these guys have come from. And I would say everyone could be fired today. No one's immune. Everybody sucks. You've all failed in a way that's so epic and so colossal, no one should feel comfortable. I'm not going to, I don't think, but I want you to all know that I could. That's everybody. That's Adam Peters. That's Lance Newmark. That's people that hold the door for you when you walk in. That's the receptionist. That's training staff. Everybody failed so mightily. The team that's going to pick first or second in the draft doesn't have streaks like this. I understand the losing. You can lose games. Uncompetitive. No one loses five games by more than 21, 22 points. A 31-0 drubbing. The only team shut out yesterday. Everybody's more competitive than you are. I don't know if you're lost and found again, but maybe they got dropped off at the lost and found. Maybe DQ postgame had a new let's try to find ourselves or another cliche for it. Everyone should be so embarrassed and so ashamed. I feel terrible for fans that paid money, bought tickets, plane tickets, hotels, traveled across the nation to deal with sub-zero temperatures, like Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat, shooting ice at you so you're frozen and he could punchify your face. thousands of dollars to be punted in the giblets by a garbage team. Minnesota sucks. Make no mistake about it. They're all laughing and joking. Like, I can't believe we got a couple first downs here on this first drive. Our offense has been terrible for, I don't know, the whole season. Woodshed dominant. Everyone should be so ashamed. No positives. Anyone who says anything other than what I'm saying, smack yourself in the face and go take a bath in the freezing cold. Back to you.
It was a shameful performance by a really, really, really bad team. And we will talk in our 5 o'clock hour today coming up. We'll take calls on how hot the seat should be for Dan Quinn, you know, how much Adam Peters in the front office should have to answer for, and what kind of trouble as a regime we should be talking about. My philosophy has been and is that they got to get out of jail free card for this season based on last year.
They're testing that, aren't they?
They are. Last year was not just good or great. It was historical. It was unbelievable. Yeah. Frankly, the further away we get from it, the more wild and hard to fathom that it actually happened that it was. But they went to Detroit. We all saw it. And they won a playoff game. They whooped them. They went to Tampa Bay. We all saw it. And they beat them. And they got to the NFC Championship game. So when you do that in year one, and they were feeling themselves, you could see it all offseason, how they practiced at camp and how they went about who played and who didn't in the preseason, and just generally how they conducted themselves, all offseason screamed, we've arrived, we're really good, told you guys, you didn't know, we did. That's fine. They have been as bad this year as they were good last year, as amazing beyond words as last year was. This is that bad. And I guess that's what I want to drill down on it. I think what you just said is true. What is happening is absolutely fireable. I'm not firing people. And I mean Peters, I mean Quinn. Right. Like, these guys are safe into next season. But I will say for Dan Quinn, you have used the get-out-of-jail-free card, my friend.
Yeah.
It should have lasted you two or three seasons. It lasted you one. Because that is the big picture point I've got today. This is not just a losing team that's dropped 8 in a row, that's dropped 9 of 10, that has lost 10 of 12. So hard to do in the league, by the way. This is a team that routinely gets blown out and embarrassed and demolished. The whole league is designed to prohibit teams from getting blown out, to prohibit teams from losing 8 in a row. It's hard to do. And they have made it look not that hard. I had someone today who said, I'm tired of you saying, basically, that it's hard to lose 8 in a row. All you have to do is stop trying. Of course you can lose 8 in a row. So I ran some of the numbers on this, Danny. 22 teams since the 2016 season, the last 10 football years, 22 have lost 8 straight games. That's it. That is 6% of the team seasons that have happened. So it is very, very hard to lose 8 in a row in a season. It happens 6% of the time. The Commanders are the only of those 22 teams over the last decade to have an 8 or more game losing streak where at least 5 of those losses are by 21 points. Yesterday was 31, by the way. Danny, no other team in the last decade has had this happen. 320 football seasons. Meaning Washington is having a year that has happened 0.3% of the time. Again, I say, this is not just bad. This is really, really bad. And the last point I'll make is, there has not been a team to check these boxes. 8 straight losses, 5 by 21 or more during the skid since the 2013 Houston Texans, who lost their final 14 games of the year and went 2-14. Meaning it's been 13 football seasons since anybody's done this, 416 seasons of football for all 32 of those teams. This season has happened less than a half a percent of the time, 0.48% of the time. So miss me with, well, it's an injury here, it's an injury there. The story all week was how healthy their offense finally was. Everybody but Austin Eckler. And along the way, you lose Jaden Daniels again because he played 3 straight games where he's gotten hurt and left the game. And you lost Zach Ertz again, in his case, first time. And I feel awful about that, by the way. We'll talk about him. Future Hall of Famer, maybe his final game. Awful hit, just gross.
Right, it was literally right in front of us. It was. Horrendous.
But you lose those guys as the game goes on.
Yep.
Because it's a game they played in this season, so of course they're going to suffer some serious injuries.
That's right.
Having said that, Danny, what was the talking point all week? the offense. We finally get to see it.
Now we'll get to see it.
And this is what I was so excited about. You're going up against the number 7 defense in the league. Blitz happy. You got a quarterback who's got the lowest completion percentage in the NFL going into the game against the Blitz. He needs those reps, needs that work. Let's do this. They got shut out with the entire group intact. When they were on the field, they didn't score a point. Yesterday was bad, man. Yesterday should be very, very revealing. Anything you want to say on a day like today, you get to.
Yeah.
Fan short for fanatical. You want to pop off. You want to go crazy. You want to hot take it. They have allowed you to do that with how they have performed. Because losing in this league happens. Losing like this happens a couple percent of the time.
The New Orleans Saints are terrible. They won yesterday. The Tennessee Titans are an embarrassment. They won yesterday. The Jets still an embarrassment and they lost. But you see my point.
They won last week.
They have played more competitive football more often than this garbage team.
They won last week.
There are a thorough self...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Reflective evaluation must happen. Part of me is grateful for this, honestly. I was so worried about an empty calorie win here or there where they'd eke out a win against some terrible team and see, that's who we really are. See, it was just the injuries. It's not. That can never ever be uttered. That they have lost that privilege to say anything other than my approach failed, my rah-rah, sis-boom-bah, cliché-filled nonsense failed, my give every veteran every day off failed, my entire team built with nothing but old veterans that were slow and unathletic and can't keep up failed, my scheme on offense failed, my scheme on defense failed, my approach with this player, that player, regressions all over the board. Everything that they did failed. To an astounding degree that there is no hiding. So part of me is grateful for it because there's no excuses now. I don't care how they play the last four games. This is enough to put the nail in the coffin, NBA Jam style. What an absolute embarrassment this all is.
They are underdogs going into their game with the Giants.
Rightfully so, by the way.
Well, I agree. Yeah. New York's got Jackson Dart and some athletes that are playing good ball on both sides of the ball. Now, could they win this coming week? Very possibly.
Could, yeah.
It's a pick'em game in the Meadowlands. But here's my point. If they don't win that game, and I just picked them to beat Minnesota because I'm a stupid idiot, and they lost by 31, by the way. I don't know if you guys watched the game. They got shut out.
31 points?
So the game started right around 25 hours ago, and they're still trying to score their first point.
Now, Deebo Samuel catches that ball in the end zone. They have points there. They're still not winning.
Well, yesterday we're leaving the game. And the way this town works, other than being really cold and snowy and windy.
It's no joke, by the way.
And everyone being super nice.
Yeah.
The wind chill today, I just looked it up, is 1 degree. I don't know if that works for you
or not. It's almost an insult that it actually registers positive.
I'd like it to be negative.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have these skyways that allow you to walk all over the city. Now, they take you away from where you want to go at times, and you go through weird office buildings, and it's not like direct. So you do a lot more walking. But we walked for like 90 minutes after the game yesterday to get back to our hotel, roughly. And at one point, I look over to Danny, and I go, you know, this didn't really feel like a 31-0 game. And Danny looked at me like exasperated. He's like, what are you talking about?
What do you think it felt
like? He said, what did it feel like? I said, felt more like 31-7.
Which is a quality bet.
It did.
It's a good bet.
I mean, they had a 95-yard drive to start the
game.
First down, second down, third down, fourth down.
Right, like, hey, we're in for it, man. The Minnesota went down and scored. Washington had an answer. This is a ball game. This is going to be a fight.
The reason, though, that you go for that, which was 1,000% correct.
Sure.
In addition to the fact that nothing matters because you're 3-9 and terrible. And
nothing else matters.
Is that if you don't get it, the opponent takes over the football with a quarterback who stinks and an offense that isn't good at their own 2-yard line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now in a loud indoor building, even at home when the crowd is being quieted down, they're in the shadow of their own goalpost and bad things can happen. Maybe one of the defensive tackles you pay $15 or more million gets into the backfield and hits the quarterback. Or maybe, you know, God forbid you get a pressure and he throws the ball into somebody's chest and you get a pick and you're 18 yards from the end zone. Or maybe.
You know,
nothing great happens, but you just, after a first down or two, force them to punt, you still get the ball back at your 35 or something. Here's what happened instead.
You'll never guess what happened instead.
The first drive like this in the league this year. 19 plays, 98 yards for more than 12 minutes of being on the field with, I believe, five, but at least four, third down conversions along the way.
Oh, sure.
What a completely inept defensive series that was. Right after, you couldn't throw the touchdown to your offensive tackle eligible, and they didn't score on third or fourth down. We can get into the play calling if you want to. I know everyone's beating up Cliff for that. Brandon Coleman's wide-ass open. Go back and watch the play. Play works. Tackle eligible's wide open. Jaden's rolling left. Decides not to throw. He wanted to wait until the throw got more complicated, I guess. Go back and watch it. Yell at me if you want to. It is wide open for about a second and a half. And then he's like, nah, I don't like it yet. We'll wait till the guy's draped over my lineman, then I'll throw it out of the back of the end zone. So that doesn't work on second down. Then on third down, well covered, throws it out of the back of the end zone correctly. Fourth down, puts it exactly where it needs to be. Small window throw into the hands of the $20 million man, Deebo Samuel. And he was kind enough to put it right on the carpet.
Get off my hands, football. I hate you.
Was that the same end zone? I think it was, where we were scoring touchdowns the day before on our tour.
It was.
We went on a tour of the stadium, which maybe we'll talk about today. Maybe we'll have to wait till tomorrow because the game was so terrible and you guys are going to want to spit fire, I'm sure, like we do. But we played a little like 4-on-4 football in that end zone,
yeah.
And we were dropping dimes and making plays. Kirko changed to Justin Jefferson circa 2023 or whatever. I don't remember anyone having to drop that bad in the back of the end zone, but it happened yesterday. It
happened yesterday to the professional.
It did. I'll
tell you that.
19 plays, 98 yards. God, what a terrible game. What an awesome stadium.
I'd like to hear more about Dan Quinn calling plays and the improvement of the defense. Anybody have anything on that today?
What a great trip. Other than
awesome.
The game.
Yeah, we saw a Timberwolves game. That was electric.
Yeah.
That was a blast.
Our guys, Kondori and Murata, put on a clinic.
As usual.
But then the game happened.
That part's not their fault, though.
They don't get
this game. They did everything but.
Yeah.
You can lead the horse to water, and then the horse got its ass whooped 31-0 by a garbage team.
You guys want a private tour of the stadium by the same designers and architects that are building yours so you get all the details on how they think about building a stadium? Sure, we want that. You guys want to go to the Timberwolves game and see a game come down to the wire?
Yes.
You want to see James Harden draw like six fouls that aren't real fouls and go to the line 41 times?
Yes.
We want to see that. Yeah, no doubt. You want to go to the football game on Sunday? Of course.
Yeah.
You want to sit in the Polaris Club with the best seats you've ever had for a football game? Sure.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
We'll do that.
31-0.
31.
You don't get to see your team score a point if you sign up for all that.
And I thought they were going to get one of those points.
There were so many fans here, by the way.
Yes.
Think about these fans.
That was my major takeaway. Marjorie Harris did. She's like, here's a hat. Yeah. This sucks, I know.
She's like, I can't catch the pass for you, bud. I can't block. What? I'm trying to think of what movie that is where he's like, I'm tired. I can't do this for you anymore. Oh, it's my favorite speech. It's the 6 inches in front of your face. Where
Al Pacino.
Pacino's standing in the locker room. He's like, I can't do it for you or I would. I'm tired. Marjorie was like, I can't get the ball out.
I can't.
I can't make the catch. Mm-mm. I can't score the point. I can't make the tackle. But I got a hat for you here. You like fitted or you like snapback?
You a hat person?
Which one do you want?
Here's one. Here's a hat. Just, I feel, I, again, I, there's some, like, I ran into some good, a good buddy of mine. I didn't know was flying out for this game at the airport, leaving D.C.
Yeah.
It turns out a couple guys that I grew up with, went to high school with, were making this trip also. I had no idea. We didn't communicate it. They didn't know I was going, whatever. So I ended up meeting up with them yesterday. Like, one guy came from Syracuse. One guy came from Iowa. You know, my buddy came from D.C. All these guys together had this big meetup. This was like one of their big things. And yeah, it's already depressing because both teams are out of it. You thought this might be a playoff preview or Washington would need it to fight for something. May not have the same season as last year, which is magical. We all get that. But at least this game would have meaning, right? Right? Not only was it not that, the letdown already happened. And you're thinking, I can't be let down more. Then the trap door opened up. You landed on a bunch of spikes, Mortal Kombat style. This wasn't just you came all this way for a bad team and they lost. Oh, you know, J.J. McCarthy makes a play or last second field goal or the crucial turnover. You don't
that was Madrid.
Down.
You're describing Madrid.
Yeah, like a normal loss. You got him. And like the Vikings fans are going, this is pretty unusual for us. This doesn't happen a lot. We don't know. Sorry. They're like apologizing because they know they stink too. They got shut out the week before. They're like, we've been there just last week. I know. And we looked it up. It hadn't happened since 1992 that a team gets shut out and then comes back the next week and wins by 31 points. This is so all time. This is so beyond the realm of, oh, bummer you lost or the breaks went against you. This is every single decision and approach that we have must be thoroughly forensically examined and probably termed incorrect.
This is going to sound hyperbolic and dramatic. I challenge you to tell me I'm wrong. This could not have gone worse yesterday. Like, if you tasked a director to come up with a script,
this would have been thrown out.
No, I don't think it gets thrown out. I think this is it, though. It's like, realistically, as bad as it can be without it seeming like cliche or cringy. And you go, okay, we're going to start the movie with Dan Quinn in the locker room saying, we lost the game, but we're not lost anymore. And like taking solace, man. As we all did, because it's been such a crap year, yeah. In the fact that they had just lost a game. Like, let's all high five and hug the brother next to you. We found ourselves. We found our identity. So it starts with that. And then it ends with your worst loss of the season, 31-0. But lest we forget, we haven't talked much about this. We'll talk about this next segment in quite detail. Jaden Daniels getting hurt again. It looks like not seriously, and maybe he didn't go back into the game for precautionary reasons. But in the last three games that Jaden Daniels has played in, he has left with an injury. So to lose by 31, to get shut out, to have your quarterback, after the conversation being about his durability off and on for the entirety of the season, leave a third consecutive game with an injury, to have the defense, which looks like it's trending in the right direction under Dan Quinn, lay another egg and crash back down to earth and give up 30 to one of the worst offenses and one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the league, who had a 129 rating and 3 touchdowns and no picks. How could this have gone worse?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.